أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا داود وسليمان علما وقال الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير وقالوا الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين وورث سليمان داود وقال يا طير وأوتينا من كل شيء إن هذا لهو الفضل المبين حشر لسليمان جنوده وحشر لسليمان جنوده من الجن والإنس والطير فهم يوزعون حتى إذا أتوا على واد النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق سيدنا محمد. Respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, inshallah, continuing our journey with the general objectives of the surahs of the Quran. And tonight, inshallah, we will be working with two surahs, and tomorrow two surahs. Tonight we will work with Surah Al-Isra and Surah Al-Kahf. And subhanAllah, Al-Isra, Al-Kahf, then Maryam. This is the future of the Ummah. Al-Isra, Al-Kahf, then Maryam. What does that mean? In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prophesied that justice will be brought to Baytul Maqdis. Allah clearly says it in Surah Al-Isra. Justice will be brought to Baytul Maqdis. After justice is brought to Baytul Maqdis, what will happen? Al-Dajjal will come down. Al-Masih al-Dajjal, right? Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the recommendation to the Ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from his fitna. But what was one of the Quranic weapons against him, against Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the Antichrist? What is one of the Quranic weapons? The first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. So Allah s.a.w. said, anyone who sees Al-Dajjal, recite on him the first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. And Surah Al-Kahf is called that way, the cave, because the young men, they ran away from their people and they got into the cave as a protection. So this surah is called Al-Kahf, meaning surah protection. So after Ad-Dajjal will spend some time on earth, what will happen? Who will come down? Isa alayhi salam, surah Maryam. See the beauty of the Quran? Al-Isra, the promise. Justice will be brought for Baytul Maqdis. Then Ad-Dajjal, Surah Al-Kahf, is about his fitna and how he is going to be dealing with people, what kind of fitna he will be using. Then after Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Maryam, Isa alayhi salam will come down. Beautiful. Beauty of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tonight we have selected two surahs to work with. Surah Al-Isra. We are saying that we are not making deep tafsir. What we are trying to do is make the Quran easier to understand. And this is a whole science under Ulum al-Quran, the science of Quran. The ulama established that every surah has a main objective. Right? Why? Because the word surah means a fence. Sur. Sur in Arabic means fence, which means that this is one unit, all its ayat and the stories in it relate to each other. I said earlier when we started this that many brothers sometimes say, Shaykh, I feel like the Quran is jumping. I'm like, no, the Quran is not jumping. It's not, the Quran is not jumping. It's us that we are not understanding. So every surah, by being one unit, by being one surah, all its ayat relate to each other. All the stories relate to each other, and they revolve around one main idea. So what is the main idea of Surah Al-Isra? The main idea is know and understand the greatness of the Quran, the Book of Allah. This is the main objective, and we are going to see it. So let us start. The first ayah, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'u al-basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings in this one ayah the story of al-Isra, the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Baytul Maqdis in a magical speed, in a speed that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And we gave a bayan one day, if you remember, in this masjid, about the journey of Al-Isra. And we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the message. It doesn't matter how much knowledge you guys have, humans, the knowledge of Allah is beyond. 1400 years ago, more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought an animal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that goes beyond the speed of light. What is the name of the animal? Al-Buraq, derived from which word in Arabic? Barq, which means lightning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Al-Buraq that it puts its foot at the end of its sight. And Allah knows how many miles or kilometers is his sight. The speed of light is the highest speed that humans know. It is 300 kilometers per second. So in a blink of an eye, that is 1 second, the light travels 300,000 kilometers. So Al-Buraq is derived from Barq, and Barq means lightning. Few seconds he was in Baytul Maqdis. So Allah brings the story. What is the importance of this story at the beginning of Surah Al-Isra that talks about the greatness, the value, and how Muslims should, you know, take the Quran seriously? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the flag of imara and inheritance to carry the deen, to carry the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by all the anbiya. All of them said, O Muhammad, you are our imam. Now it's your turn. It's the turn of your ummah. It's the turn of your book. So in that meeting, all the prophets alayhi wasalam said, Muhammad, now it's your time. That's it. You are our imam. And he prayed imam with all the anbiya alayhi wasalam. Who was there? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam. All the anbiya of Bani Israel were there. Musa alayhi salam was there standing up in the salah. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Zakaria alayhi salam, all of them were there. And all of them said, O Muhammad, here is the flag of prophethood. Now it is your time. And it's the time of your ummah, it's the time of your book. We were given other books, now it's the turn of the Quran. You are the inheritor. And where was it done? Not in Mecca, in Baytul Maqdis. This is the mosque that according to the hadith of Hadrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was built 40 years after the Kaaba. 40 years after the Kaaba, Allah sent the order for Baytul Maqdis to be built as a masjid. And Allah calls it masjid in the Quran. So this is the first ayah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. We have given before the book, the Torah, to Musa alayhi salam, and we made it as guidance for the children of Israel. أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا. So do not take any wakil, do not depend on anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of their failure. They made ifsad in the ard.
in the earth. Corruption.
They did not follow their book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us through this story the first message. O Muslims, do not be like the children of Israel. Allah gave them their book. They did not follow it. So Surah Al-Isra, again, the main objective of this surah is Muslims know, understand the value of this book, Al-Quran. We go to ayah number 9, and we see the first mention of the greatness of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا.
Most certainly, this Quran guides to the most correct and straight path. What is the main objective of Surah Al-Isra? Remember and take seriously the value of your book, the Quran, and here it is. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to talk about different things that the Quran brings from the Sharia, examples of the Sharia. He talks about the last day of judgment, about the universe, about people who love dunya, about family and family code. We have وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the greatness of the Quran in this ayah, number 9, and He gave us a sample of what the Quran is talking about, of the Sharia. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 39, He says, ذَلِكَ مِمَّا أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ رَبُّكَ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ. What came previously now is part of the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. What is the message? Take good care of this book. Know the value of this book. Do not be like those people that I told you about, that Allah gave them their book, yet they acted not according to it, but they did not carry it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 41 mentions another beautiful ayah about the Quran. He says, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا وَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. Most certainly we have given clear examples in this Quran. But look how people stay away from it. Then we go to another ayah about the Quran, ayah number 45. So we are discussing Surah Al-Isra, and the main objective of the surah is know, understand the value of the Quran, carry it, do not stay away from it. In ayah 45, another ayah about the greatness of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
When you recite the Quran, Allah says, Allah will make a hijab, special protection, special light between you, O believer, and those who do not believe in the Akhirah. SubhanAllah, see the beauty and the power of the Quran. Then we go on, ayah number 78. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again,
أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر وقرآن الفجر وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا.
Establish salah according to the times given to you, day and night, And remember the Quran of the Fajr. The ulama say, Quran al-Fajr is Salatul Fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly the Quran of the Fajr is specially witnessed. Allah sends special witnesses to witness the Quran recited in the Fajr. Again, the power of the Quran in this surah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the way to the highest ranks in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَى أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And from the night, make tahajjud with it. With what? Previously mentioned. What is it? The Quran. And during the night, make tahajjud with the Quran. Asa, so Allah yab'athaka will send you maqaman mahmuda, the highest rank, al maqaman mahmud. After every adhan, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to send him what? The maqam mahmud, which is the highest rank that belongs to one servant of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I hope that I will be that person, so ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me al-wasila and al-maqam al-mahmud. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his prophet that the way to gain that highest status is through what? Qiyamul layl. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ. So the way to the highest ranks with Allah, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told to make qiyamul layl. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. So what is the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to gain that highest status? قِيَامُ اللَّيْلَ أَنْ تَهَجَّدْ. Subhanallah. Then we move on to ayah number 82, another beautiful ayah about the Quran. Again, we are discussing Surah Al-Isra. The main objective of this surah, know the value of the Quran, take it seriously, do not give it your back like those who have done that in the surah. Ayah number 82, listen to this beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا.
And we reveal from the Quran ayat, signs and verses that are shifa, healing to the believers, and rahmah. So every ayah of the Quran, my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, is shifa, healing, and rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the ayah that people ask about ar-ruh. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ. Why? Because the ruh is the secret of life in the body, and the Quran is the secret of the life for the believer. Subhanallah. That's why Allah mentions the spirit, the ruh, in this ayah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the highest and the biggest challenge. What is it? قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Say, O Muhammad, if the jinn and the humans came together and helped each other mutually to bring something like this Quran, they will not be able to do it. So Surah Al-Isra talks about what? This. Let me finish, inshallah. Surah Al-Isra finished, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say Alhamdulillah. What surah comes after it? Surah Al-Kahf. How does it start? Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say Alhamdulillah, Surah Al-Kahf. Alhamdulillah. Like in Surah Al-Fatiha and Al-Baqarah. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif la mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. Hudan. Here it is. So I started with one idea. I will repeat in 10 seconds. Three surahs summarize the future of this ummah. Surah Al-Isra, Surah Al-Kahf, and Surah Maryam. Surah Al-Isra is about the promise of bringing justice to Baytul Maqdis. Right? After that, Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf is the surah that Rasulullah said, recite on Ad-Dajjal. So after Baytul Maqdis will be, inshallah, will come back to Muslims and justice will be made, Ad-Dajjal will come down, that is Surah Al-Kahf. And after that, what comes next? Isa ibn Maryam, and that is Surah Maryam. Al-Isra, Al-Kahf, and Maryam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.